part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Well, 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 well. Welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. I hope you are still good. I hope you are still enjoying the show with me, Uzinhle Wakwakhambule. Like I've promised you, we will be getting to our deep dive feature, where we will be looking at the topic that says trusting God in life seasons, recognizing the shift. And we will have our pastor. We do have our pastor, Pastor Onalena Palapi, on the line. Pastor, good morning and welcome to Mid Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, friends, and welcome, and great to having me on the board.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for your time. But before we get into our conversation of the day, please pray for us. Can we open with the word of prayer?
Okay. Sure, let's do so. Precious and loving Father, once again, an opportunity is ours to allow you to interject our processes of the day. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to be kind to us and help us to hear that which you desire us to hear for the building of our character, even as we prepare for our salvation. Bless us this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. Without any waste of time, let's get into our conversation of the day. So today, to our listeners at home, we are looking at trusting God in life seasons. So we will be focusing on recognizing the shift. As a person, you should recognize a shift in your life. So life does not move in straight lines. It unfolds in seasons. Some clear, some confusing. Trusting God's timing begins with recognizing that change is not always a problem to solve. So it may be an invitation, hey, come on, to listen more closely. Not every season is productive, right? So some are preparatory and some are quiet, some are disruptive, but all are held by God. The most important point of life is that everything that happens in your life is held by God. So my pastor, what season do you feel you are currently in, and how would you describe it? Texture.
The texture of the season where I am now, I would want, probably before I talk about it, I want to give it a little background that I get from the scriptures. From the scriptures, you will see the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 beginning to say to us that everything that happens here, it happens for a reason. There's a time for everything that happens. In other words, whatsoever that takes place around you, around me, it happens for a reason, for a purpose. And as a result, when I look at what is happening in my life now, I see myself at a point where God is trying to reshape my life. In other words, I'm looking at my point now and see a number of challenges that I'm going through, that I'm facing, and I realize that this is the season when God now is trying to refocus me. In other words, when I look at myself at the moment, I can tell that, no, I think to some degree I have departed, for a lack of good word. I have left probably God's intention, God's direction. And so God is trying to reshape me. I'm actually going through a time, a moment of reshaping.
Mm. Sure. Yeah. That's where you are right now. And how do you typically respond when life slows down or speed up unexpectedly?
Yes. You know, one thing important about what I've discovered, and I when I look, particularly when I look at the biblical literature, what is key for all of us, for all of God's children, what is key is knowing is knowing God's will. Knowing God's will. You know, basically I'm saying, when you know what is the will of God in any circumstance, then you are better positioned to respond appropriately and relevantly and accordingly. Knowing God's will.
Right. Yo.
Yes.
All right. And what assumptions do you carry about a good season should look like?
You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. Normally, I realize that my assumption regarding good season, in a number of instances, they are actually different. They're actually contradictory to what God's assumptions are. And so in most cases, my assumption is that when I have some material possessions, some material success, some material amassment, that's when I look at those, then I classify myself, oh no, what a moment of success, what a season of success. Generally, that's how I look at these things. But I have come to discover that, no, in most cases, I will actually be running away from what God wants to provide as a way of success.
Powerful one. I love that point. I love that point, Fundis, because most of the time I find myself being happy and reflecting like the same way when I have money. Most of the time I feel like, oh yeah, now I'm in a good season. When I don't have money, I feel like, hey, I have a lot of problems that I cannot solve. I feel like, hey, the world is against me. So maybe I should change that mindset. And I believe... And for this, I believe, Gutim, these things, this material, yes, that's the word, material things, they are not here for good. They should not define a good season.
True that.
Right.
True
maybe that. When you are happy, without money, you should be happy. Maybe without the material things, we should be happy. We should, like... reflect or refer a good season to something positive, that are things that are positive that are happening in our lives. It should not like be material things.
Exactly. Why don't you allow me to interject?
Come on.
you see here is what our Lord, our good Lord, does to us. If you were to study our lives today are categorized in a lot of insurances. You know, we insure our cars, we insure ourselves, we insure this, we insure even our shoes that we put on when we go to work in the morning.
Sure.
So, but you know, when you look at what God does more than our insurance that we put for our small things. I mean, you want to look at the amount of oxygen that the Lord provides to us. We can't even insure ourselves for that. And He provides more than that. You look at a lot of diseases that hit many people, and you see that you survive, you are able to go through, and you are there perfect in your good health. Some of the sicknesses that will hit you, that will hit me, I can't, even my insurance cannot even pay for them. But you know what God does? God comes in at that time and He provides a good season. In other words, I'm simply saying we should rise, we should allow ourselves to rise above these material possessions, these material things, because they do not define a good moment for us. A good moment, a good season for us is when we fulfill the Lord's will and God comes through for us in any circumstance. This is a good season for any one of us.
Hey, oh, powerful one, my pastor. Thank you so much for that point. And where have you seen God work in ways that didn't match your expectations? Hey.
Ah, that's a difficult one. No, it's not a difficult one, but that's a painful one.
Okay.
You know, Oh, at my age now, I'm somewhere above the 50, more than 50 years now.
Okay.
I've served the church for more than 31 years so far.
Sure.
What I have seen happening in within my denomination, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, is that in most occasions when we come, there's a period here that we call a session period. This is the time when sometimes, I mean, I'll just speak of myself. I know it might be also applicable to some of my friends, but let me talk about myself. This is a
Right.
time when sometimes I'll go to the session and with some hopes that, okay, this is me, and then I think the Lord will assign me this, or I'll be assigned this. I mean, people have seen me there. I think they will. And guess what? And guess what? In one or two occasions, the Lord has chosen to simply disappoint me.
Sure.
And
Okay.
with that disappointment, I have come. And with that disappointment, I have come to appreciate that no, it's not that the Lord is disappointing me. The Lord is simply saying, no, I have not yet, you are not yet molded enough for this particular assignment, for this particular task. You are not
Sure.
yet ready for that one. And so I see here, right, our life, my life in the church is such that I'm actually in the mold. The Lord, through this exercise that we do from time to time, these sessions that we conduct,
Right.
they have a way of saying to me, no, the Lord is still working on you, the Lord is still working on me. And so I tend to appreciate that. Yes.
I'm glad, Mfundisi, ukuthi you have come to realize that God's timing is more important than your own time.
It's more important. True that.
Wow, powerful
True
one,
that.
Mfundisi. I've learned
True that.
something today, to realize that
True that.
if things are not happening on my time, in my time, it's not that it won't happen, but it's God's
No.
timing. You still need to wait for God's time.
True that. In fact, what we mean there, or what we are saying there, is that at the time when God allows it to happen now, you will appreciate it better, even realizing that if it had happened earlier on, you were not going to benefit from such a provision.
Sure.
By the time it comes, then you will definitely glorify God for it.
Hey, yeah. To our listeners at home, we
Yes.
are talking to Upasta. If you have any questions regarding our topic for today, we are looking at recognizing the shift of your life, trusting God in life seasons. So, if you have any questions regarding our topic, you can send us your messages on 073-4703-520. 073-4703-520 is the number to dial. You can ask Pastor Unalena any questions. He's here to answer your questions. All right, before I let you go, Mfundis, here's the last question for you. And
Yes.
how can you become more attentive to what God is doing rather than what you wish he would do?
Yes. Becoming attentive to what God is doing is entirely dependent, like I said somewhere, it's entirely dependent on knowing God's will, on knowing what God wants from your life, from my life. You see, when I know what God requires in me, what God wants about my life, this will enable me in any given circumstance. This will help me to stay attentive. Why is it so? Because in a number of life situations, there are a lot of things that will like to attract me, that would like to entice me. But if I know the Lord's will in my life, if I know what God wants about my life, then I will, whether I'm in the alcohol bar where they drink beer, something will still say to me at this particular point, what is God's will about my life? Whether I'm in a party where they are celebrating and terrible things, sorry for that, terrible things are happening. If I know God's will, even in that terribly noisy and chaotic setting, I'll still be attentive to hear God's voice whispering to me in that condition. So I think, as I listen to this, honestly, The only point here is knowing God's will for my life. This will make me stand and stay alert regardless.
Wow. Powerful one, Mfundisi. And last words, Mfundisi, yeah. Before I let you go, what are your last words to the listeners?
To my dear listeners and friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord, I'm saying to you, the Lord allows different seasons to come through in our lives. But the call is for us to stay consistent, to stay focused, to stay put. Because when we maintain our steadfastness in Him, there's victory, and victory is ours at the end. So let's stay focused despite the different seasons that will come our way, be it the season of sickness, be it the season of joy, be it the season of death, be it the season of whatever tragedy in life. Stay focused, stay consistent. Ultimately, victory is yours. Despite. God bless you.
Thank you so much, my pastor. And until next time, have a beautiful day.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.